I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready? 3, 2, 1, go! Welcome to the Red Kingdom.
Yeah.
Red Kingdom. Welcome to the Red Kingdom.
Yeah.
Red Kingdom. Welcome to the place where we run it. Place really haunted by number 58 is DT the Great, and we flaunt it. And we shun it. No competition, the opposition fake. I don't think they really want it. Loud is the recipe. Loud sitting next to me, no doubt. Now we are proud that we get to see KC Chiefs come and break these geeks. Make them taste these cleats. Welcome to the
season touchdown pass. The most in NFL history in a player's first four seasons. Finding Kelce wide open. And it's human pyrotechnics dressed in red, white, and gold.
That is Mitch Holtis. If you missed him earlier, you can go check it out on the podcast page. It'll just literally say, Mitch Holtis joins the guys, Fesco and Dusty, on 96.5 The Fan.
Have you ever been to something called Wings for Water in Lee's Summit?
No.
Okay, our friend Jimmy Gaffney, local celebrity, Bills fan as well, texting in. He goes, yeah, they have peanut butter and jelly wings at that thing, too. So you need to find your way to get to that. Wings for Water next year in Lee's Summit. Peanut butter and jelly wings. I told you, those things are pretty darn good, right? They're really, really good. But as a Bills fan, I said, how you feeling about the game, Jimmy? Not good. I think the Chiefs will win by double digits.
Wow.
That's diehard Buffalo Bills fan Jimmy Gaffney, ladies and gentlemen, coming with that heat.
Or he's using reverse psychology.
That is probably what he's doing, yes. He says, I don't feel like our offense is clicking. Josh seems to be rattled and leaves the pocket too soon.
Mm.
I don't know, Mac, what do you think about that? You study Josh Allen's footwork.
Leaving the pocket too soon seems kind of crazy. They've got one of the best offensive lines. I'd be surprised if he's doing that. If he's doing that, it's because no one's open. I don't know if it's because he's getting jumpy. But that's fair. I mean, the offense, you mentioned it last week, Bob. The offense, it's not just the defense that we've talked about that struggled. The Bills' offense the past few weeks, besides the Panthers last week,
right,
it's been a little eh.
And that's coming off a bye, and their money coming off a bye. So is that foreshadowing for what's coming this week, or was that just them coming off the bye? That's what I don't know the answer to. We'll know more about 5 o'clock on Sunday.
It is that time. It's 8 o'clock on a Friday. Chiefs play on Sunday. So let's get into the script brought to you by Foley. Fool around and find out.
I always start. Someone else go first.
No, your name's on the list
okay,
first.
All right,
you know,
all right,
youngest
all right.
to oldest or something like that.
All right, I'll start.
All right, Dusty.
Dusty,
you
do it.
Getting out to an early lead is a must. It won't happen. Buffalo controlling the clock. It won't happen. Everything that you think will happen will not. So it's funny we do that script thing, especially this week. But if I could, I will do my best. I think this is a Xavier-worthy type of game. Why? Sometimes Andy Reid gets cheeky. Why do the Chiefs have Xavier Worthy? Well, look at the team that they play across from today, and that's who it is. That's right. The script will come out Monday, so you understand the presence and past tense. I do think this is a Xavier Worthy game. I think Rice will still get 7 to 8 receptions, but Worthy will do more damage. I'm looking at Xavier Worthy to have 100 yards receiving in this game. No receiver's done it. Why not have it be the first time against a team that let you draft him ahead of them? I also think Hollywood Brown will score. We saw his production dissipate fast in that game against Washington. I think we find number 5 somewhere out. I also think they will seal the deal with a deep pass to Tyquan Thornton, someone else who has been MIA. Why not beat Buffalo with the guys that they don't think that you can beat them with? Why try to predict a game that you have no idea how to predict it? So what am I going to do? Take guys that you're not thinking about and incorporate them into this offense. I think James Cook gets 70 yards rushing. I think Allen has a big pick late in the game, but I think his legs will have us all pissed off throughout the game. The legs will be ready for Josh Allen. The interception is waiting for Josh Allen. and it'll be annoying, but it will not be enough. I like the Chiefs in this matchup, 34-24.
The interesting thing you mentioned there was Hollywood Brown. He didn't practice on Wednesday because he was sick. I wonder if he was sick on Monday night as well, and that's why he didn't have an impact on that game, you know? So I saw that the other day. I'm like, huh, out with an illness. Okay, so the guy must have been sick. Obviously, usually it's not a one-day thing. Maybe it was something that he had on Monday, kind of slowed him down a little bit. So if he's healthy and ready to go, I'd like to see Hollywood Brown kind of pick back up where he was 2 weeks ago with this offense. I think that would be really good.
Mac? Yeah, I agree. I think the snaps went down a lot, too, so that would make sense. Maybe not playing him as much.
I mean, if he's throwing up on the sidelines and he's not well, you know, that's a good reason why. And then he sat out of practice for illness as well. So maybe, you know, last week was just, you know, he had the bubble guts.
Exactly. Hope he's back and ready to go. All right, let's start. This is the moment we've been waiting for, y'all. This team is not going to start slow. These Chiefs are going to come out hot, ready to go. The offense is going to get the ball. They're going to begin. They're going to drive down for a touchdown scored by aforementioned Hollywood Brown. Ray Davis is going to make a big play for the Buffalo Bills. We're so focused on James Cook. Sean McDermott knows that. Ray Davis is a good player. He'll make one good play out of the backfield at least in the first half. It'll feel like the Chiefs should be up more, but it'll be 17-10 at half. They'll be in control of the game. And then the Bills get the ball to start the second half. They're going to open up with a turnover. That's when the floodgates open. Rice will be the first 100-yard receiver of the season. Xavier Worthy will have a big rush this game on the ground, and Chris Jones will get a sack. Mahomes throws for 275. That's being modest. Four touchdown passes through the air for 15. Chiefs win this one handily, 31-17.
Ray Davis, the owner of the Texas Rangers, is going to have a big day running at 81 years old.
Is it Ty Davis? Ray Davis?
No,
Ray
you're right. Yeah. It is Ray Davis, but you said Ray Davis. I'm like, there's another Ray Davis out there somewhere, I think. So a quick search on the interwebs has shown me Ray Davis. I'm like, oh, yeah, the owner of the Texas Rangers.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's worth $3.1 billion.
Wow, the Bills got him on a steal.
Yeah, they really did. They absolutely, absolutely did. All right, for me this week, here we go. We ready? We're out. We're ready to go. We're ready to have this game. We're ready to look at this game. This is one where the Chiefs are going to send a message, ladies and gentlemen. They've heard all the noise. They've heard your talking. It is message time for the Kansas City Chiefs. It's the game of the year. It's week 9. It's the Chiefs and Bills. And this time, it's going to be different. This has always been the Bills game, right? They always take care of business in the regular season. Sorry, those days are now officially over. The Chiefs will come out on fire. Buffalo will drive down the field, take a ton of time off the clock to start. Chiefs will hold them. They'll get the ball back. They'll go to work. It's deep ball after deep ball after deep ball. Rice, Worthy, Thornton all have at least a catch of one catch at least of 10 yards or more. Kelce continues to be Mr. Reliable. 5 catches, over 80 yards, and a touchdown. The running backs this week are used in an as-needed basis. 3rd and short, change of pace. Even that way, they still get close to 100 combined yards on the ground. Everyone eats, everyone's happy. Chiefs win 35-0.
Woo! Let's go!
This is it. This is the game.
I'm hard.
This is the game. You've talked all your smack. Mm-hmm. You've told us we're no good.
Yep.
You told us we beat Miami. You told us we beat Cincinnati, the Jets, whatever team. Now it's the Buffalo Bills. It is a moment for this team to go out there and send that final message. The double bird up yours. We're back. Because when they go smoke these guys, ain't nothing you can say anymore, Carton. Get bent.
I love all the teams you mentioned. They haven't played.
Yeah, I know.
You talk about Cincinnati, Miami, and the Jets. Doesn't matter. I'm like, well.
That's, hey, he's on a roll. Let him
you
go.
You get what he's saying.
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
Hell no. And it ain't over now.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now.
You need
3-2-1 on the text line.
You need to talk to your boy Justin Reed.
Why?
YouTube TV having negotiations breakdown with Disney and losing access to ESPN and ABC programs was not on my bingo card this morning. What streaming services are people using to watch these now?
I'll take care of Justin here in the break.
Oh, it's funny.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.